In Parsha Shlach, Moshe changes Hoshea ben Nun's name to Yoshua. V'yikru Moshe l'Hoshea ben Nun Yoshua. And Rashi says, Hispalot olav ko Yoshua chamiatzes meraltun. In other words, Moshe added the letter Yud, Yud-Hei ben Hashem's name, to the name of Hoshea, and said Kadosh Baruch Hu should protect him from Atzes Meraglim. And Chazal say that the Yud that was added to Yoshua's name was taken, was the Yud that was taken from Sarai's name when Kadosh Baruch Hu changed Sarah's name to Sarah, adding a hate to Sarah's name and taking away the Yud. That Yud was later transposed and to the name of Yoshua. The Medrash tells us, it's a Medrash Rabban Bereshis, Amr B'Shem Ben Yochai, Yud Shinotol Kodesh Baruch Hu Misarai, Hayatas Uparech Lefnei Kiso Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Yud that Kodesh Baruch Hu took from the name of Sarai came and flew or floated in front of the Kisei HaKavod, and it said, Amar Lefanav, Ribono Shelam, Bishvil Shanik Tana Sheba Osios Hotzotani Misora HaTzadekes, that I am the smallest of the letters of the alphabet. You took me and separated me from the name of Sarah, the righteous Sarah. And Kodesh Baruch Hu responded, Amar Leo Kodesh Baruch Hu, L'sha'ava Yisa Mishmo Shel Nekeva U'besofen Shel Osios Achshev Ani Noseincha B'shmo Shel Zocho B'vishen Shel Osios Shenema Vayikom Osho L'Oshe B'nun Yoshua Amar Bono L'sha'ava Haisa Shava L'atzma Achshev Tehi Sava L'chol Boi Ha'olam. That Kodesh Baruch Hu appeased the Yud by saying, in the past you were at the end of the name of Sarai, now you'll be in the beginning of the name of Yoshua. And then Amar Bono L'sha'ava Haisa Sava L'atzma, that we'll explain this in a second what this means. At the end, Sarah was for herself, but the hey of Sarah means that she's is for everybody, for all Umas Olam, Sarah, and therefore your position now has been elevated. So the Rav explained that there's a difference between the letter Yud as it's used and the letter He, because the Yud transforms something into the possessive. So if the word is Shulchan, a table, if I add a Yud, Shulchani, it means my table. The He, on the contrary, that was added to Sarah's name, made it a universal name, L'chol Boi Ha'olam. And that's what Chazal mean, L'sha'ava Haisa Sarai L'atzma. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu went changed the name of Sarah, as he did with Avram. Avram, adding the hey Avram, Avhom Hamon Goyim Nisaticha, it means that Avram Avinu, who preached the principle of monotheism and discovered God in a pagan world that had completely forgotten him, that the role that they have to pay now, but Avram and Sarah, is a universal role to the whole world, and that's represented by the hey. The Yud was a private, personal role, and Kodesh Baruch Hu therefore took the Yud of Sarai, the personal dimension, the private dimension, and added it to the name of Yehoshua, so that Yehoshua should not be influenced by the communal, namely the Meraglim, the ten. We learn from the halacha of community, of an Eda, of a minion from the Meraglim, that he should not be influenced by the position of the ten Meraglim, but on the contrary, that he should maintain his position, his individuality, and his opposition to the so to speak, communal position, the wicked communal position of the Meraglim. as so his exalted personal qualities should remain his individuality, so that he could take a position in opposition to the position of the negative position of the Meraglim. And that's why that Yud was added to the name of Yehoshua. This idea of the Rav, I think, also reflected who he was in his personal life and in his responsibilities, that while he had a universal aspect to it, concern in both and in his learning, but there was always his individuality, and he's willing always to separate himself to maintain that individuality and uniqueness. And it's a theme that the Rav would often, in terms of his philosophy, refer to in terms of the individuality and the singularity of each individual.